So let me quickly say hi to all our friends, our 15 Minutes fam, and a lot of our podcaster friends tonight. Let's quickly say hi, GK, Fox Huang, Yen, and Peichi, Kerning. All right. Great. Great having you guys today. And our 15 Minutes fam, Matt, Alex, Huai, Chris, S, Lingray, Gina, Andy, Christina, Harry, Ethan, Chen, Perry, Meg, Ben, Honse, Molly, and P and Ashley. Welcome, you guys. And thank you for joining us on another episode or another session of 15 Minutes Live Podcast. 大家欢迎来到我们的15 Minutes 通勤学语直播室啦。每周一晚上同一时间呢，诶，我们在这边已经做了第14个月了。Oh, yeah, 14th month, 15th, 我数学很差哦。15th month, 就是我们做已经超过一年，一年又一季了哦，在这边做15 Minutes Live Podcast。然后让这个呢，这个 Live Podcast 呢是由我们的中流砥柱的，你看 C 位的 Petty 跟大家说嗨。
嗨。
对 ,Petty 就是把我们。
so、
we need a slogan. So before we start, Angel, you know, he was like scrambling, okay? He was scrambling just now because we missed one slide visually, okay? So she was working on a slide, so that's why he's scrambling. 他刚刚很忙哦，就手忙脚乱的，哎呀，弄一个那个 slide, 这样子。所以呢，我们的中流砥柱 C 位的 Paddy 呢，就是我们除了是副主持以外呢，也是我们的直播主，就是把我们今天的语音直播呢，能够同步的播到我们的 YouTube and our Facebook, 所以我们的Facebook 上面的朋友呢，还有我们 YouTube channel 的朋友呢，都可以在这边做互动，然后现在都是 live 的，当然有一点点 delay, 大概5 to 15 seconds, I guess, 所以不过在这边呢，在 Clubhouse 里面呢是最直接的哦。然后在大家可以如果要看回播的话，其实也去看我们的 YouTube channel 跟我们的这个 Facebook 粉专哦。那个影片的回播就会有很多影像给大家看，它就是像有个文字稿啦，在荧幕上这样子。然后呢，等等的，我们上面会有一些 information 给大家看。那如果在我们的 Clubhouse 里面呢，大家在这边就是通常呢都是耳机族啦，对不对？我们自己包括我跟Patty 跟 Angel 现在都是耳机族，我们就在听跟大家互动，用听的。 Alright, and then we've got Angel.
Hello, you guys.
Yes, the only female on a team right now, and we hope to get more female teachers on the way. 就是女老师都有一个优势，就是除了声音好听以外，很容易圈粉。他通常就是每一次我们做 vocab 跟我们做 live podcast 的时候，真的就是每一次我学生听到就是哇 ，Angel 老师声音好好听哦，然后我就默默的就变隐形人了。我就说哦 ，Yeah，OK，Good，、okay, 喜欢听就好。
这样会给其他的 female 老师有压力，
对，就 OK 的，我就慢慢的退到幕后这样子。对，很快的，我就要去跟 Patty 学如何直播，然后我就默默退到幕后这样。
Don't be modest, come on.
对，以后我就当 MC 就好了。Here comes Angel, and that's it. 然后我就下台了，这样子。就是那个 comedy show 的那个 MC。对，慢慢慢慢可以退入。对，所以 Angel 老师的声音不只是就是好听以外，圈粉以外， Angel 老师其实在这个voice acting 上面下很多功夫哦。所以大家听到的不是假的，不是只是天生的。这样子 She works very, very hard on her voice acting. And
you need to practice like every day.
Yes. And she's fully booked with lots and lots of gigs. So that, and it's crazy. And you know, it's amazing how you still got time to come and sit with us tonight and also do vocab. Thank you very much, Angel. So that's the 15 Minutes team, you guys. And today, starting today, we have a special segment.And this is something that Patty and I, we've been sort of working on. 在这边跟大家公告一下，我们这个15 Minutes Live 呢，这个在这边呢，之后我们会有一个简单的一个 segment, 然后等一下要跟大家介绍。那主要的用意就是在说，因为大家来 Clubhouse 可能都不知道说，我们每次啊，久久就会有一些新朋友来参加，然后呢，我们就要跟新朋友解释说 ,actually, we are a podcast. Okay. We're not Clubhouse host， 我们不是原生于 Clubhouse 的，我们是其实通勤学英语的 podcast， 然后呢我们做一些单元，然后希望能够跟我们的通勤家族更多的互动，所以我们在直播的部分呢，我们把它挂到 Clubhouse 这边做更简单的就是互动，这样子大家可以在这边好好的互动，然后更亲近。那所以呢在这个 podcast 里面呢，我们这几年呢大家也听知道说，诶，其实 the whole podcasting you know, in terms of technology products and also the whole industry and podcasters have increased a lot. 所以我们 podcast 界呢在台湾已经蓬勃发展。那我们最近呢就想要一个开启一个方式，就是我们让大家更清楚知道说，诶，我们其实真的 podcast 界呢其实非常非常有趣哦。然后有很多很多很好的内容，然后有很多很多很好的节目等着大家去开发。那大家可能比较没有机会哦，就是说可能你不知道 podcast， 然后你现在慢慢了解 podcast 透过我们。那另外一个方式是可能你很懂 podcast， 然后你可能跟不上那种新创节目的速度。Okay, so you keep on listening to new shows and there are tons of new shows that deserve some attention. So we're gonna have a segment, that's gonna, you know, basically it's like a tribute to the whole podcast industry. 我们希望呢来致敬我们是整个台湾的这个podcast 界哦，然后让大家知道台湾 podcast 真的很蓬勃发展。那我们以后呢在 15 Minutes Live Podcast 呢，我们会持续的会有一个 segment， 我们会有一个段落，在我们开启今天的 session 之前呢，我们会有一个段落来这个介绍了我们有这个 podcast 的节目哦，然后让大家可以知道说，诶，有什么外面现在还有什么节目你可能没有收听到，或可能你有兴趣的，那我们就请今天的晚上的这个节目主持人，我们今天第一个首发的这个 Yan 叙事圈 Yan 来跟我们一起来介绍一下他的节目。所以我们之后呢就会每一次呢的 live podcast 都会希望给大家，给我们 podcast 也同样有个机会来跟大家一个互动这样子，然后来让大家来简介他们的这个节目，然后呢还有他们有什么特点等等的。那等一下呢，因为我们这边呢是 15 Minutes Live Podcast， 我们 15 Minutes 就要讲就是说尽量双语嘛，对不对？所以我们等一下就来看验说他是双语呢还是混语呢，还是他是讲英文呢，还是他是怎么样来跟大家简介的，我们就来听看看。Yan, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hear my voice?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
I'm so nervous now.
You are so nervous now. You're making me nervous, Yan. All right, Yan. So please take it away. And why don't you tell us a little bit about your podcast? What is your podcast about?
Okay. In English or in Chinese?
Any language you like, you go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ayan. Oh, 我是 Ayan. I'm so happy that I can be the first one to introduce myself. So it's very, 就是很感谢 Mr. John 这样子，就是能够让我第一个来这边跟大家介绍一下我的节目。And my podcast channel is 叙事圈 or Story Circle in English. Story is that story.Circle is that circle, you know. The channel is talking about stories of some places in Taiwan, stories of people in Taiwan, and my travel experience, and so on.
Very nice.
就是这个节目呢，主要是在介绍台湾的一些地方的故事啊，还有一些台湾的人物啊，或是我自己的旅行经验啊，生活经验分享这样子。If you like history or traveling, or you just want to learn more about Taiwan, you could try to listen my channel.
Fantastic.
And if you would like to share your story, please tell me and let us start recording.
Woo!
所以呢，如果你想要来分享你的故事的话，欢迎就直接跟我联系，那我们就可以来开始录音了。
For real?
Yeah.
You invite people on your podcast to
yes,
tell
yes.
their stories. So...You have a platform for people to tell their stories.
Yeah.
Very nice.
就是我其实蛮欢迎大家就是来可以分享一下你自己生活中不一样的故事、
wow.
就不管是你的兴趣啊或是你的工作或是一些你自己特别的经验其实都可以。
So you don't have something that you look for in a story. The story doesn't have to be about romance, or it doesn't have to be about drama. It doesn't have to be about, you know, anything in particular, right?
其实原则上你的故事要比较有特殊性，就是说你的故事可能是跟你出生的地方有连接，或者是你跟你自己的成长经验有连接，这样子会比较好。对。
Okay, so start from your roots. Start from your roots. That's always a good start, right?
Yes.
To tell your story. Okay. All right. Very nice. Yeah. So again, you must have a lot of people want to sign up and, you know, go on your show, right?
Yeah.
Must have a long list. Great. Great to have you on board, Yen. Yes. Guys, that is Story Circle, Yen, from Story Circle. And go, can we find, do you have the English name or do we have to use the Chinese name? 徐世全还是用 Story Circle 比较方便搜寻。
Well, 你找 Story Circle 可能会比较好找到。
Story Circle 比较好找。
徐世全的徐是那个叙述的叙。
Okay, got it. Fantastic. So guys, be sure to check Yen out on his podcast and listen to some of his stories. I actually, last night, I, you know, when I showered, I actually listened to your podcast and I listened to one of the bands that you were following and you traveled with. And man, the band vocalist has a voice. Her voice is lovely. 那个女主唱的声音真的是哇，很棒。
You mean 水分子乐团?
Yeah.Yeah, I loved her vocal, and I was in the shower, you know? I was like, wow, okay, this makes good shower music. All right, thank you very much, Yen, and please do stay with us, and, you know, just you're welcome to stay put and stick around, okay?
Okay.
Great stuff. Thanks very much. That's Story Circle. Okay, so now let's get on with the show. Yen, can you mute that for me? Yeah, fantastic.So let's get on with today's topic. So today's series is Other Ways to Say. 我们今天又回到我们的换句话说系列啦，就是大家可以来练练一些同义字。那今天晚上的这个换句话说系列呢， we're going to be talking about laugh and lazy. Laugh and lazy. Okay. Laugh and lazy. And why did we choose laugh and lazy? To be honest, I don't know because they are just two L's.You know, I guess. Okay. Yeah, Angel, you get me. Sometimes, you know, it's just, yeah, whatever.
So difficult to come up with a new article, a new topic, you know. Please understand us.
Okay. We still got other cool topics to talk about or words to share, but I just thought, you know, laugh and lazy. Yeah, okay, why not? You know, it's just...
you're lazy.
Yeah, because I'm sort of lazy, and then we all like to laugh, so that's all good. Yes. So let's start with laugh tonight. 所以笑呢，我们就有好几种笑嘛，它有很多同义字，所以今天晚上我觉得笑就是一个很不错，大家一定可以用到，平时可以用到的这个部分啦，齁。那等一下呢，我们，因为笑有很多种嘛，对不对？所以我们就有劳我们的等一下的 voice actor Angel 老师呢，来帮我们 voice actor。You didn't see that coming, did you?
Oh my god.
Okay. 然后呢 ,lazy 就归我了好不好 ?lazy 就。
But lazy 这个 part 没什么好表演的。
他没有没有就是那个就是真的就是那个叫什么啊蛋黄哥啊。Gudetama, right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I first saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like an egg right now. 我看到他我就想到我自己真的。就很 lazy 的样子。I love Gudetama.All right, so let's start with laugh, okay? So they're more to laugh than just laughing, ha ha ha, right? Oh, yeah, very funny. So there are different types of laughs. So the first one is a giggle.
A giggle.
A giggle, yes. So Angel, when do we giggle, really?
When we have a daydream.
When we are daydreaming, you giggle. Yeah. So what would be a good daydream for you?
Like every day.
No, I mean, like what would be a good daydream that makes you giggle?
Like, think about the good food, the gourmet, the cuisine that makes me giggle.
Really?
Mm.
Really? I thought it would be like holding hands with Johnny Depp.
I'm too old for that.
Well, he's too old for that.
I am too old for that. I'm not looking for any romance anymore. Maybe food will comfort me more easily.
Okay. Good food. All right. So giggle. So that'll be like little girl silly giggle type of thing, right? The first time you meet your crush.
So you'd
get that giggle, right?
The giggle.
Yeah, the giggle. The girly giggle. Yes.
Giggle. So should we try to make a giggle? Like, do you want to go first, John?
Me?
That's difficult, right?
I don't giggle.
Oh.
I have a different one. I will do the last one.
Okay.
I will do the last one. But I mean, giggle for me personally. I mean, guys can giggle, but we sort of don't giggle out loud and openly in public.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You know, we don't like to do that because it makes us silly. So it's like a silly giggle, right?
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That's
yeah,
a little silly giggle, right?
That's giggle.
So that's not me. I don't do that. Like, I prefer laughing out loud and just let it out.
Okay. Giggle.
Giggle. That's a giggle.
Giggle.
So the example sentence here, stop that giggling in the back row. So, you know, when you get a very, very stern teacher, stop that giggling in the back. Stop talking in the back. That's what we got. Remember, all boys school. Yes, but, you know, we don't giggle, mm-hmm. right? We're just talking. We just blah, 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 blah. Yes, and when we just cheese the lady teachers off. So we got the next one, which I often do, okay, because I laugh almost at anything. So the second one is a roar. Yeah, you roared with laughter. Okay, so you laugh so loud, it's like a lion's roar. That kind of a roar. Yeah.
That kind of roar.
Yes. So, you know, if you guys are into wuxia novels, then you would probably imagine all the, you know, the old guys, you know, laugh like that. They like to do that sort of old man roar. But I mean, I usually laugh out so loud in cafes, the waiters and waitresses would tell me to just cut it down a little bit.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, you know, do you mind? And yeah, I'm like, I don't mind, but you do. So yeah. Yes. Anyways, so that's a roar. So he threw back his head and roared with laughter. So, you know, like laugh out loud. So me today, guys, on the messaging systems, it's LOL, laugh out loud. Okay. Ha, ha, ha. Okay. And then LMFAO, right? So that's the next level for me. So sometimes if something is funny, LOL. And if something is extremely funny, I go LMFAO. Yes. I'm not going to explain that. You guys can Google it.
Yes, please.
All right. So the next one, the next couple requires a little bit of voice acting, right? Because these are very common ways of laughing or smiling in a way. So the next one is a chuckle.
Chuckle.
And this guys can do very well.
Oh.
Guys chuckle very well. Yes. You know, guys, we okay with chuckling. We're very good at it.
So under what circumstances were you guys chuckling?
It's okay, let me give you an example.
Okay.
So, I'm going to chuckle at myself now. So, it's like, you know, like I go to Petty's house, right? 然后我去 Petty 家. And then I didn't tell my wife about it. And we're having a blast and stuff. And then I didn't answer, you know, any of the calls on my phone, and I get like 10,000 missed calls, you know, and then I pick up and then I panic and then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm so, so sorry and everything. And then you turn your head back and you see Petty chuckling.
Ah,
对不对?
男生都会这样。有这个感觉。就是KP如果出事情的时候,他朋友就哈哈哈哈哈哈,
chuckling. Yeah. Chuckling.
Also, that's guys chuckling do that. For boys.
Yes. So the guys chuckle. Ladies don't really chuckle. Ladies chuckle, then you turn into, I don't know, some witch, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, ladies have more empathy. We don't. We think it's funny.
Do we?
Okay. So the next one ladies do a lot. Next one is a grin.
A grin.
A grin. What are you grinning about? This is, again, along the lines of daydreaming, right? You're the, like the first one, giggle and a grin.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you're like staring into the phone and you have this, you know, grin on your face out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Like it's a good day. Yes.
I mean, you feel happy. So you feel sort happy. Of like grin from ear to ear.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes. So what do you think you would be thinking if you had a grin like that? Or you would be looking at if you had a grin like that?
That will be the salary day. Okay. Isn't it?
Okay. So the money came in and you have that grin like, okay. Or you get a notification. You know, today mobile banking is very advanced.
Ooh, right.
So when you get money into your bank account, your mobile phone gets a notification and you're like, oh, here comes the money.
Yay.
Yes. And you have this grin because you can't laugh out loud. It's not funny. It's not that joyous. It's like a grin. Mm-hmm. Yes. Here comes the money. I got paid. Good.
I got paid.
Yeah. I like that one. Yes.
Agree, right? Yen's
yes.
Agree.
But usually for me, it's the other way around.
Okay.
Because it's sort of notification for a payment coming in. And then there's a notification for, you know, money going out. So yeah, it sort of cancels each other out. So no, I can't grin.
You can't grin.
No. Wow. There's no grin there. This is money coming in and money leaving.
Money comes and goes like a passenger.
That's it. I don't know why I have an account. They should just go to each other. Go find the places they belong. Yes. They never stay. They never stay. I always tell them to stay. You know, have a cup of coffee. Stay. Stay longer, please. They never do.
They never do.
Yeah. So the next one, Angel, I have to tell you, I snigger a lot. I snigger and chuckle like a lot for guys, I have to say. I snigger. And you know, the example I just used for chuckle, that also works for a snigger.
Oh, that's scenario? Like,
exactly the same scenario, but let me tell you where I would snigger. So imagine I turn around and Pity is trying to hold his laugh. That's a snigger. He's holding it in. He's like, I'm not laughing at you. Yeah, that's a snigger.
Oh, that's a snigger.
Yes. Yeah, but that's a snigger.
I think the boy, if you like sniggers or giggle too much, that makes you look like a pervert, isn't it?
It depends. If you're around a bunch of guys, technically you become very childish.
Ah, all right. But in front of the girls, that makes you feel
No. Guys don't do that. So chuckle maybe in front of the ladies, and then snigger, more in front of the guys. Yeah, we got to...
Think about the scenario we just mentioned.
男生就是要面子, we got to keep up the face, man. Like, we still got to look good. If there are ladies around, we got to look good. Okay? So snigger is not good. It's like, you're not a big man. But if you're a big man, you like chuckle, you roar, right? You don't giggle like a little girl, and then you don't snigger like a little, like a snitch.
Oh, like a snitch.
Yeah, no good. Yeah, bad personality there. So snigger, it happens, but between guys, mostly. So the example sentence here, they spent half the time sniggering at the clothes people were wearing. So imagine this, you're sitting at a cafe and, just a bunch of guys. They're like, yeah, look at that guy. Wow. Look at his shoes. Oh, he's got good fashion sense. He's got such good fashion sense. Yes, you understand what I mean. Guys also do that, but we don't do it in front of the ladies because then it looks bad.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes, but we do that. We say, hey, look at that guy's car. Check out his ugly rims. Yes. Yeah.
Come on. But you sneakers about others' cars.
Yes.
Not just outfits, but cars.
Yes. But actually, what happens? We don't have cars.
That's too bad. Yes.
That's why we snigger at people who's got cars.
I'm sorry.
So it'll be like, oh, if I had a BMW, I wouldn't use those rims. This guy, oh, terrible.
Terrible, terrible.
But
taste.
Do I have a BMW? No, I don't.
No, you don't.
Okay, guys are stupid. You know, when we gang up together, when there's three or four guys, we get stupid. Really. We can't snigger. It's possible. So we've got the different types of laughs, right? Instead of a laugh, there are different levels and different situations. So think about when you would giggle, roar, chuckle, grin, like there's no tomorrow, and snigger. Okay. And usually when you hang out with your friends, you would probably go through a couple of these type of laughs in one night or in one afternoon. You probably would go through a couple of these. All right, good. So giggle, roar, chuckle, grin, snigger. Okay, not Tigger. Tigger is from Winnie the Pooh. This is snigger.
Okay.
Yes, and please don't remove the S. That's a nigger. That's different. Snigger. Yeah. Snigger. Okay.
Snigger.
No lazy tongue here. Yes. So snigger. Okay. Good. Moving on to lazy, my favorite part of me, the person. Yes. So I've been told a couple of different, you know, I've been told off by other teachers and tutors of mine that I've been lazy and all sorts of ways. So today we're going to be looking at some of the ways you can say somebody is lazy without hurting him using the word lazy. So the first word, Angel?
The bone idol?
Bone idol.
The bone idol.
Idol. Example sentence, he is a very able student, but he is just bone idol. Have you heard this phrase or this type of description before?
Actually, I have never heard of this before. A bone idol? Like a bone is an idol and you don't use it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
So idol means not moving, right? And in bone, you're just bag of bones. You got no muscles.
Like boneless?
Yeah, exactly. So bone idol, that means you got just bag of bones just sitting there doing nothing.
Well, this is a super funny phrase.
Yeah.
Bone idol.
And I can tell you, British people have, you know, a big sense of humor when it comes to, you know, calling people names and lazy and things like that. Bone idol was also, I called, you know, a lazy bone, you know, the whole idea.
Oh, lazy bone,
bone idol. Yes, they all go together. And I was called, bone idol. Yes. Before. Yeah.
Bone idol. Wow.
Yes. So that's bone idol.
When we want to make a sentence, we just say, I am bone idol.
He is bone idol.
That's
yes.
It?
Yes. Oh, don't talk to Peter. He is bone idol.
Well, this one is very useful, everybody.
Very useful. Yes.
Yeah, bone idol.
Yes. Because if you call him lazy, he would get hurt.
Right. But bone idol.
If you say he is bone idol, then it's just he's just a bag of bones. Yes. And you are Indiana Jones with a whip in your hands. Can you imagine that? Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Yeah.
The next word, oftentimes, especially in the workplace, the next word, passive.
Passive.
Passive. Passive. Means not active. Okay. So if you are an active person, what do? You always like to take on tasks. You always like to do things, right?
You want to challenge. You want
take on the challenge, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Go and do something. You're that type of active person. You wake up in the morning, you want to go and run around downtown. You want to run 2Ks. Okay. So that's a very active person. But a very passive person would be he's waiting for things to happen.
Mm.
Right? So the example sentence here says he's very passive in the relationship. Okay.
No good.
Right. So what happens here if somebody is very passive in the relationship?
Then it depends on his partner or his date.
Depends.
If the other one is also a passive person, then the relationship might end quite soon.
No, they are a match made in heaven, right? Two passive people sitting around. They should get married. Passively.
Okay.
Right?
But if you are a passive person in the relationship, you don't want to contact the other one?
That's great, because they didn't, right? Nobody wants to contact each other, and they just married, and they're just passive. Done. Perfect relationship.
Yeah, you make your point, and that makes sense.
Perfect.
Yes.
You see, it only won't work out when the one is very active and the other is very passive.
Oh. Well, that's another story. And then,
Okay, so there we go. Mm. This is a passive relationship. But here's the thing. At the workplace, Angel, for you guys, definitely passive is not allowed for cabin crews.
Definitely not.
Being passive is not allowed. So especially in the service sector, if you're doing any type of jobs that involves customer service, passive attitudes are not allowed. Okay? No passive attitude. You have to be actively serving your customers.
Right.
You have to want to serve your customers. So in this case, the reason why I said passive is a great word for the workplace is because a lot of times bosses like to, you know, scold or complain about their staff that they're passive. Yes. 这个老板呢很常会批评这个员工说，哎，你就怎么这么被动啊，对不对？我不说你就不做了吗？ Classic, right? That's classic.
That's classic.
That's classic. 我不说你不做嘛，对不对？那我说了你也不做嘛，对不对？然后就后面就被骂一顿， blah, 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 and then done, right? And you still get paid. And then everything is okay. Classic.
Wow. Imagine that.
Okay, imagine that. Yes.
My God. Oh. Passive.
Passive. 就是那个要抽一下才会动一下，那个就是超 passive 的这样子。
但是被说一次还好，我说两次，这个员工工作不保了吧？
I don't know. Is it that easy to fire people today? I'm not so sure.
Passive.
Yeah, that's why people or bosses prefer to hire part-timers, right? Or contractors.
Oh, right.
Because then there's no, he doesn't really care whether you're passive or active, right?
Yes. Mm. You just need to fulfill the time and then he got paid. That's it.
There we go. That's it.
Oh.
Yes. You got to think like a boss. All right. So that's the passive. And then another word for passive, of course, something that is not active, you can say not active or passive or the next word, inactive.
Inactive.
所以呢，我们除了被动以外，我们也可以讲说不主动。Inactive 也是一种不主动或被动的一种方式。可是 passive 呢，它就是一个，就是我们刚刚形容的情境。This guy is just really bone idle. He's got that attitude, right? But inactive oftentimes is mostly used for not moving. 它这个 inactive 应该是说它的动态。他的状态呢不是动态的，所以可能呢都是坐久。So you've been sitting for a long time. That means you've been inactive. So the computer has been on for a long time and it's been inactive. 这个就是我们讲的 inactive. Okay. 所以呢
So it's more like physically.
More physical. When we talk about people, then it's a more physical thing. Yes. Yes, there we go. So it's got nothing to do with his attitude. Okay, so this is more physical level. Right. Inactive. Yes. So not active, but in such a way that it's not dynamic. Your body or that your condition is not dynamic. Okay. But passive is more like an attitude, the way you approach things, the way you look at things and the way you do things. That's passive. You wait for things to happen. And then we got shiftless. Shiftless. Okay. Please be careful with the F and the T. Shift.
Shift.
Yeah. If you miss the F, then it's different meaning, right? Yes. Shiftless. Okay. So shiftless. So shift means moving, right? So yes. Less means no, so not moving. Example sentence, he thought the whole family was shiftless and dishonest. Okay. They were, so this is a very old word. I haven't heard this word for, let's say, I think I read this only in, what, Treasure Island or something? You know, one of those classic books. Very, very old, but it's nice. It's still very useful one day, you know, to demo your vocabulary. Shiftless, yeah. So you're not moving. Shiftless. Okay. So they're not budging.
Describe like physically not moving?
Physically, mentally, the whole state.
Oh, okay.
Yes, shiftless. Yeah. 其实在某种程度上已经可以是那种我行我素了。你改变不了他。Yeah, they can't do anything. 就是烂到一个就这样了。
理智，我就烂。
就对对对对对 ，There we go. That's it. That's it. Yes. And then the next British colloquial, I wouldn't say slang, I would say more colloquial, is work shy, the next one. Work shy. Work this shy. Is also very nice. So you are shy from work.
You are shy from work.
You are shy from work. 你看英国人就是很文雅。对。So it's not that you don't want to work, it's because you are shy from work. 你对工作害羞，不是不想工作，
工作
对对。
Sorry, I'm too shy.
那工作看起来太闪亮了，不适合我。
Not for me, I'm too shy.
So work turns out to look like Johnny Depp and Ryan Gosling. Yes. Yes, work shy. So example sentence, workers are often work shy because of UK's generous benefit system. Work shy. Okay. So yeah, there we go. Work shy. That's also a good one, but I suppose this is more British. So if you use it with your American counterparts, I guess you would be, in a way, seen pretentious, I guess. 会有点做作啦，就卖弄一些文学，这样很容易被人家误解是做作的。Yes, think about that. And then the last one, sluggish, right? So we know ish, right, means to describe the situation. Ish, okay. And then what is a slug? S-L-U-G.
What is a slug?
Yes.
Slug is an animal.
An animal. Okay, we can say an animal. Okay. Part of the animal kingdom. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so basically a slug is a snail without shell.
A snail without shell.
Yeah, that's a slug.
Yeah, that's a slug.
That's a slug. So here we're saying sluggish, right? That means moving like a snail.
Yes.
So you're slowing down. You are slow. Everything is slow. But of course, this is again the old way of describing people who are slow or lazy, right? But after, what's that animation movie? There was a sloth, right? Flash. 我觉得动物城市是不是有一个？动物城市有一个那个树态，对不对？它那个叫树态。
树态。
对，那个树态，对不对？那个对树懒嘛，对不对？那它是一个 sloth， 然后它讲话，那它的名字就叫 Flash， right？
啊。
然后那个兔子不是就一直跟它讲话，一直跟它讲话，然后它就sloth。So modern kids, I notice they don't like the word sluggish. 他们看了动物城市以后会觉得哦 like a sloth， 他们比较有记忆力
啊。
Sluggish 是以前的讲法，就是以更之前的人通常会这样子，然后 Animal City 以后呢，那个动物城市之后都是讲 sloth。
Sloth
Yeah like a sloth、
oh, like、yeah. a sloth
Yeah、
ah.
Okay So example sentence: A heavy lunch makes me sluggish in the afternoon. Okay, and a heavy breakfast too makes me sluggish, and a heavy dinner makes me sluggish all the time.
we're always in food coma. 永远都吃太饱。
So
sluggish.
Sluggish all the time. I'm a slug. All right. So guys, let's quickly recap. Okay.Other ways to describe somebody as lazy or to use lazy, okay, is bone idle, okay? Like a bone, not moving bone, bone idle. Next, passive. Next, inactive, more physically, okay? Passive, more mentally. Shiftless, both physical and mental state, like you're done. Like you're just not willing to change, not willing to move. Work shy, a very British word, and then of course sluggish, right? So Angel, what's your favorite word tonight?
I will go for the bone idle.
Bone idle,
yeah, this yeah. one is cute. I
can't believe KP, he is just bone idle today.
He's a total bone idle, like every day.
Yes, okay,
bone idle.
Unfortunately, that's a thing, right? When it gets cold, you just don't want to move. It's a thing for winter. That's it. Yeah, people hibernate. People hibernate. Okay, bone idle. Personally, I like a chuckle or a snigger.
A chuckle.
Yeah,
oh.
That's totally me.
That's totally you.
That's totally me. That's
chuckle
totally me.
And snigger.
Yes, I do that a lot among my friends. I get very childish when I hang out with my friends.Very, very childish. Like, my wife is amazed. She gets amazed. She's like, is he like this with you guys all the time? And everybody's like, yeah, he hasn't changed. Like,
hasn't
forever.
Changed.
Yes. Yeah, and then when I get into the whole serious mode, then I'm a different person. Yes. So I've got this chuckle switch, you know?
And then okay.
I become so very childish and chuckle、friends. And snigger. Yeah. Yes.That's what happens to me. Yes. Right. Okay. So, guys, we're going to open the floor now to the 15 Minutes fam today and all the podcasters that's joining us. Welcome. 我们下来呢就是会进行我们的分享时间。那今天晚上我们有分享到一边 laugh 是五个嘛。然后lazy 有六个字哦。那大家可以来试看看造句，或者是我们有一些通行家族很厉害，他就编一个故事，有没有把自己的故事套用在这所有的字里面，想办法来利用这个字。So you have two ways.Either you tell us a personal story or an experience about laughing or lazy, you know, and try and use the words. Or you can just make sentences and pick a few words that you like, you think you want to use tomorrow, and then just make sentences and practice, okay? So we've got, we're going to open the floor to everybody. Please make sure you raise your hands high so we can see. We've got Alex, as usual. And Yen, please do join us as well.Do we have any more volunteers? I see Chris. Let's see if Chris is available. Let's see if Christina's rejuvenated. Oh, and let me quickly say hi. Guan Chi, Hui Long, Eric, Chen, Megan, Ya Han. Oh, here's Ya Han. Okay. Let me quickly follow her. Wendy, Ashley, Eve, Yi Hua, and Vicky. How are you guys doing tonight? Welcome.
Okay. I'm not shy, but work shy.
I'm not shy, but work shy. Yeah, I think that goes for many of us. Yes, I totally get it. That's a good way to remind yourself or to practice some of these words. You know, make sentences in the room chat too. That works as well. Yeah, Yen, of course.
Hello.
Hi, Huai. Hello, hello. Welcome.
Yeah.
Hello, hello.
I want to share my experience.
Sure. Why don't you go ahead? Yeah. And you say you are from mainland China. Please tell us which part of mainland China you're from.
Guangxi Autonomous Region.
Really? Guangxi. Okay. We've had a couple of people before from the Guangzhou region, but yeah, none as far as Guangxi. Very nice. Welcome, Huai. And so, Huai, go ahead. Why don't you tell us a personal experience? Is that about laughing or being lazy?
Let me open the link first.
Oh, okay. Cool. Go ahead.
Yeah. I often, when I finish my work in the laboratory,
yeah,
and enter my dormitory,
yes,
I often sit on my lounge,
yes,
and open my TikTok,
yes,
watching TikTok videos,
okay,
passively.
Oh, very good. Yes,
and wrote with laughter.
Oh, yes. Yes. TikTok videos are good. Very nice, Huai.
That's all. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm a bit nervous, I think.
No. You did very well, Huai. I think you did that very well. Sitting passively to watch TikTok videos, I think we do that. We can totally relate. Or we can, you know, when I watch TikTok videos, I get bone idle. We can also say that. Like, I'm just sitting there. Okay, like a bag of potatoes. And then roaring with laughter. Some of the TikTok videos are really, really good. So, yes, I would roar with laughter as well. Yes. Fantastic stuff. Thank you for sharing, Huai.
Yeah, thank you.
And please do join us next time. Glad to see you.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Alex, you go on ahead. Can we hear you, Alex? Alex, say something. Okay, we can't hear you. You might want to rejoin in the meantime, okay? Let's go to Yan. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, Yan. So tonight, which are your favorite words?
My favorite word is giggle.
Giggle. Why? Do you like giggling?
Because John is giggling when I send photos of cheerleaders.
Oh, right. I didn't see that coming. Yeah, you spilled the beans for everybody. Okay. So let me give everybody a background there. So Yen is a big fan of the baseball, and recently they had a championship, and I'm not a big fan of baseball. I don't know baseball as much, but I'm a big fan of cheerleaders in all the baseball teams. So Yan, he went to watch the championship, and he sent a lot of cheerleader pictures for us in the group. Yeah. And I can tell you, I was giggling. I was grinning. Yeah. I was having fun on my side. Yes. So Yan, you got me there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm big fan of Rakuten Girls, and then what's it? Passion Sisters, and then
Passion Sisters.
Yeah, they got cool names. Cheerleaders today, baseball cheerleaders. They're super cool, super super cool. And then what's it? Dragon Girls, I think.
Dragon Girls.
Yeah, they got Dragon Girls. They got just tons of them. Yeah, and they're very very professional. They're very very cute and active. They're not passive. Yes. Like, I don't understand baseball games. So, I guess I understand what the cheerleaders are doing, right? You know, cheering the team up. And then all the, like, the batters and the pitchers get, like, a dance. And I don't know why all the audience know how to dance. So, yeah, Yen is just one of them. Yes.
So Yan, do you know how to dance? Do you know how to follow those dance steps?
No.
Okay.
So Yan is, I take it, a fan of Rakuten, right? The baseball team.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you don't know how to dance, and you call yourself a fan of the Rakuten team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know how to giggling.
We all know how to giggle. Thank you very much. That doesn't take skills. It doesn't take skills at all. Yeah. Okay, giggling. Yes. Yen, any other words that you liked? What about lazy, bone idle, or sluggish?
Work shy.
Work shy. You like work shy.
Yeah.
Work shy. But you're not shying away from work. You work very hard as far as I'm concerned.
Hello.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yes. Okay. Good job there, Yen. Yes, Alex, we hear you. We hear you now.
Oh, yes.
Yes, hi. So, Alex, your favorite word tonight, or are you going to tell us a personal story or experience?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Alex.
I want to share my classmate's experience.
Your classmate's experience?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Some of my classmates' words is bad.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason is because they are just bone idle.
Oh, ouch. That's a good one. Yes.
And I have tried to teach them, but I'm impressive in the helping others.
Oh, okay. I see. Anything else, Alex?
Yes. And our school's lunch break is always makes me sluggish.
Your lunch breaks makes you sluggish, or your school lunch makes you sluggish?
Our lunch break.
No, the break doesn't make you sluggish. I think the lunch makes you sluggish, right? Because you eat too much. Ah. Yes. Okay, good.
And our classmate is our classmate who is from mainland China.
Yes.
In Fujian.
Yes.
It's always struck me as she did my bad words.
Oh, I see. Okay. So he's chuckling at you.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. That's all. Good job there, Alex. So very good. So your lunch will make you sluggish. Your lunch break is the break time. So unfortunately, that can't make you sluggish. Okay. And you say you are passive at helping people. So I guess in a way you can say that, you know, you're very passive when it comes to helping people. Okay. I'm very passive. I cannot help people. I'm passive. Okay. So that works. And then your friends who didn't do very well in the tests, they don't do well because they are bone idle. That I agree, yes. I've been called that a couple of times when I was back in school. So I've been bone idle, and then you don't do well in your tests. Yes, and that's very common. Good job there, Alex. Good, good, good. Yes, that was a good try.
Thanks.
All right, fantastic stuff. So, Petty, what's your favorite word tonight?
Walk shy.
Why is everybody into work shy? Okay. Well, yes. Well, you know, for us people who work, yeah. You know, imagine, but Petty, you got to imagine, like, one day if you had to work with somebody and he says, oh, I'm just work shy. You know, you want to punch him in the face. 如果有人跟你这样讲，就是你知道吗？有一天，然后你比如说你跟一些人就是一起在工作，然后他就讲说他 work shy， 你会很想把他揍下去，你会想把他 K 下去。Like you're not work shy, you're just lazy. 还讲把自己讲的好像真的很那个，对不对 ？Work shy. Oh my god.
Work shy. You should try to free from work.
Yes. 这个算是大家今天晚上感觉好像都投票给 work shy， 对不对 ，Angel 老师？对，都不太想工作，嘿，他就很避免、很逃避工作的那种感觉。
逃避工作 ，But you are if you are a freelancer, then you cannot be work shy.
You cannot. No,、that you have to embrace your work, love it.
Love
yes,
it.
You got to tell. And it's so funny.
I love my job. I love my
job. Yeah, there we go. So it's so funny. Recently my client asked, "Hey, so how's everything going? And you know, how you've done this for a long time. You must love your job, right?" And then I'm like, "I love my job.
I love my job.
I love my job." But one thing again, this I just want to quickly resonate with what we said earlier, right? Podcasting. When it comes to podcasting, it's sort of like work, but it's not work. So yeah, you know that's the nice thing about podcasting or doing this. Yes. So Yen says he was exam shy. I guess we can create a new word. We can say you are exam shy, like you don't want to take tests, so you're exam shy. I guess you can say that, but I haven't heard anybody use it ever before. So with the right people, if you speak to native speakers, they will catch what you're trying to say. Alex says, he's super nervous before he spoke. It's okay, Alex. Come on. It's fine. Yeah. So I guess we can call it a day tonight, huh? Angel老师, I think that's it. Yes. Let's wrap it up for today. Thank you very much, you guys, for joining us on another episode, another session of 15 Minutes 通勤学英语直播室。欢迎大家今天的再次参与。我们每周一晚上呢，都会在这边跟大家一起最直接的互动哦。所以以后欢迎大家呢，其实没有练习口说的环境，就欢迎大家来这边，跟我们一起练习口说啦。那今天非常非常谢谢我们的叙事圈 Story Circle 的阿燕来这边跟我们介绍他的 podcast， 所以大家如果有爱听 podcast 的朋友们呢，就欢迎去收听，去搜寻啦，或者是这个 Story Circle StoryCircle， OK， Story Circle 叙事圈。然后呢，你有兴趣呢，就把你的故事分享呢，就是很草根的那些生活经验的故事。愿意分享呢，也可以去跟阿燕投一下他的阿燕信箱哦，就可以上他的节目来去录制一集来给大家听。OK， 所以呢，今天晚上我们就讲到这边。Thank you for joining us, and that's all from the 15 Minutes moderators. John, right here, and next to me is Petty. Petty, say bye.
See you guys.
See you guys, and Angel.